Hello and welcome again to the Irish Technology Leadership Group here in Shannon Airport. And I happen to have got hold of a man with a very big job here. He's a CEO, and I'm going to let him introduce himself. Neil, over to you. Who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, hi there. My name is Neil Pakey. I'm the CEO here at Shannon Airport. And I've been here about 6 months, enjoying every minute.
And you're clearly Scottish.
I'm Scottish indeed, from the west coast of Scotland, Troon in Ayrshire. Yeah.
Aha, Troon. I think immediately of golf. Do you mind me asking, are you also a golfer?
Well, I was brought up playing golf, but it doesn't mean I was any good at it. So some might think I was thrown out of Troon for the lack of golf rather than the other way around. But it's great, and it's great. Of course, there's fantastic golf courses near here, so I'm hopeful to get to try them one day.
Oh, right. But you're only 6 months. Are you only 6 months in Ireland, or are you only 6 months in your current job?
More or less, 6 or 7 months. Yeah. Started here in the summer. And, we've been working hard ever since. And it'd be nice to have a round of golf, I must admit, now, thinking about it, because it has been full on
really?
since I came in. Yeah.
Now, people who listen to this say, you know, at any time, and even me in the future, will say, be saying to themselves, but what does he do for a job? You know, you're here, you've been doing it for 6 months. What's your job? What's your job?
Okay, there's quite a lot to do with trying to grow the business. I mean, Shannon as an airport had a decrease in its passenger numbers every year for 5 years. So it has gone down and down. And so the first task I was given was to stop the decline and try and turn it around. So that involved a lot of confidence building and working with the community, working with all the regional stakeholders, working with international stakeholders, and in the main working with airlines to actually try and get them to think differently about what they could do here and then market with them. So a lot of it was spent on the business development side. Then in terms of...
Just 1 second. You've mentioned a whole lot of organisations there. I mean, how many different... little interest groups, if you like, stakeholders, are there for Shannon Airport?
Well, it's a very, very interesting question. I mean, at one level, the business-to-business level, you're talking a half a dozen airlines who are putting the passengers through here today, and then we're looking at maybe another, any three or four from another 20 to 30 who might put business here in the short to medium term. But then in terms of the regional stakeholders, you've got tourism stakeholders, so, of course, your Tourism Ireland, Falter Island... even the local level, the Clare Tourism Forum, the Limerick City of Culture, all that's there. Then you've got your Chambers
Cliffs
of Commerce.
Cliffs of Moher and Shannon and Bunratty Castle, do they figure?
Well, they do, because as the business is changing, we've got the evolution of the Shannon Group, which is, the first part of our recent history has been to demerge from the DAA, the Dublin Group, so we're now independent. And part two of that, which also we've been working on since I came in, is to combine that really as an entity called the Shannon Group. It's going through legislation just now, and that is with the Shannon Heritage and the property side of Shannon Development. So we're working very much in tandem with the Shannon Heritage folks. We've got a lot of things in common, the same tour operators that we talk to, we've got opportunities to do cross-marketing, lots and lots of things. So, yeah, that's been a full-on focus.
Now, I cut across you to ask you how many stakeholders there were, but you were about to go on to a second...
I was
second,
going to businesses and the Chambers of Commerce, for example. So we work with the Galway Chamber, the Limerick Chamber, the Ennis Chamber and the Shannon Chambers. So that helps us get to business groups through the umbrella organisations. But clearly there are other ones, hotel groups, etc. So there are quite a lot of regional groupings that we kind of need to tap into. We need their loyalty. We need to work with them to get business, more business here. Internationally, the IDA are stakeholders, the Enterprise Ireland. So there's a lot of stakeholders. And it's important to us all align and get pulling in the same direction so that we can actually get more investment here.
And to turn, any enterprise round that has been losing business for, 5 years, right? You can't do that alone, even if you are the CEO.
No. Excuse me. you're absolutely right. And I think working with... Take Tourism Ireland as an example. So they had the gathering initiative last year. So working with them, it was important that we used the gathering, the marketing of the gathering, when we were talking to airlines to say, we want more flights here. And they would say, why is it any different to last year? And you need to be able to answer that question. We would say, well, one big difference is the gathering. And we'd tell them all about the gathering, and they would think, yeah, okay, there's something in that. Maybe we can help. That can help us fill an airplane. And that's one example. Limerick City of Culture is another. So, you know, getting that confidence up of the market, and then it's more a case of when the routes are working, as they have done this summer, that then gives the airlines confidence to put more capacity on next time round.
Now, you didn't come in. I know this because I knew it a little bit already, and Pat Carroll reminded me of it. Mm. But you didn't come into this job here in Shannon sort of out of the blue. You came in here from somewhere in the UK where you did something, you know, which is remarkable, that a whole load of people will have heard about, but they may never know you were the one who was involved in it. What did you do over there?
Well, you're probably referring to my time at Liverpool.
I am.
And at Liverpool, we had an airport that was very small, and we turned it into one that was, I think, 10 times bigger than it started out. But, you know, it's still a modest size, five million thereabouts, 5.5 it was when I was there. And we did that very much same formula, the stakeholders all working together, getting the marketing right, getting the positioning right, and building up consumer confidence, building up airline confidence, and things came on from there.
Now, in my language, and this is our first time we ever met, but in my language I must say that I don't think you could have done that without actually working on the branding of the airport. You couldn't. I don't reckon you could.
Because
you changed the name.
Yeah.
You changed the positioning. Do you think of things in terms of building a brand?
Yeah, absolutely. Building a brand. We did have a brand there. It was called Speak Airport. And
I've been there, by the way.
Yeah.
I used to work for the National Trust.
Oh, okay.
I know it. I know it.
Speak Hall next door to the airport there.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic place. In terms of the brand, I felt a need for repositioning and elevating it, because the awareness of the market was very low. People were driving past the airport, going to airports like Manchester for their flights, so we had to do something about that. And it could never have happened actually without the investment of the company, Peel Holdings. They put in
Were they the branding, the company who worked with you on the branding?
No, we did it most ourselves. Peel Holdings were the owners.
Oh yeah.
That branding, that cost us £10,000 for three bites at Yoko Ono coming over and launching it with the Queen, for one, in terms of the terminal. So she came over to unveil the logo, which was the best-kept secret that nobody knew until we did a very subtle leak the night before to get the media's attention. And then she came back to unveil a statue with Sherry Blair, Tony Blair's wife, who's from Liverpool, and then came back with the Queen to open the terminal. So we had a lot of bang for a buck there in terms of that. I mean, Shannon, is it a bit different because...
One last thing, because I know that you didn't only rename the airport, right? You came up with a new strapline.
Oh, the strapline, Above Us Only Sky, was a little bit contentious, actually, at the time. I got a letter from one of the bishops saying I was challenging the Bible. So we had to think about that, but we thought he was maybe taking it a little bit too literally. We were just being creative, and generally everyone got right behind it. It's still Above Us Only Sky, and you know, famous line of John Lennon's, and one thing that was crucial to all of that was getting Yoko Ono to support, and she played a blinder in terms of her support for all the name change, the strap line, the use of John Lennon's self portrait in the logo. And she gave all that for nothing.
How did you pull that off? Do you know her, or did you know somebody who did know her before?
No, we didn't at the time, and we got to know Yoko very well. She's a great lady, actually. I think she possibly feels to this day a connection with Liverpool, she's always giving stuff back for Liverpool. So it's a good relationship, but nobody knew her beforehand. So when we decided, okay, let's go for this John Lennon Airport idea, we knew that Yoko was held the keys.
And do you remember the first day she came into the room with you guys?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, well, most of the discussions early doors was mainly through her lawyer.
Yeah.
And I have to say, he's a lovely man as well. It wasn't really until she came over for the unveiling of the logo that we met her. And then she's the friendship kind of grew from there, and friend of the Liverpool John Lennon Airport.
You know, for somebody my age, right, and who followed the Beatles, who, you know, walked through every bit of that story, if you like, the notion that you met and know Yoko Ono, you know...
She's a remarkable lady.
Oh, God, you know, that was just fantastic. Look, I don't want to keep you much longer, but look, let me give you just an open platform, really. Say anything you like that would help. I mean, I come from Limerick, right? I came to Shannon. My first Holy Communion, get a football and come for a lunch, was here in Shannon Airport, right? So, you know, it means an awful lot to me. I've been away 30 years out of Ireland, but my key point is, look, you know, I not only wish you well, but, you know, I know you're in the Sunday Times or the big feature on you yesterday. I can
choke
put that
over
in
breakfast
as well.
Reading that,
But no, the other side is, look, you know, would you like to say anything that would encourage people to help with the regeneration of Shannon?
Well, I'd probably just add, you know, we talked about branding. I've realised that Shannon itself is a great brand. It's a brand that's recognised, especially in the US and Canada and wherever. So, in terms of people, the biggest ask you could have of the people here would be to support the airport and actually almost feel a little bit guilty if they're flying from anywhere else, because what you need is them to have checked us out and make sure that wherever they're going, you can't get there from here. Because we do need the people, and that's why I think we're also stepped up a lot of our working with the community. This event today, the ITLG event, you know,
taking over departures.
Yeah,
down
make
there.
Sure we got our bigger signs out earlier in the day, and then bring it on after. But it's great. Yeah, it's a great venue for when it is quiet. And we did a concert here before Christmas, which was great. We put on the extra Santa Claus flights with Ryanair, which. We got 5,000 of the local school kids came out. So we do think the community is important, and we hope it's a two-way street that they think we're important as well.
Look, Neil, thank you very, very much. It's a pleasure to meet you. And I look forward to meeting you again when there might even be a bit more time.
Yeah, no, great.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks ever so much.
Have a good day.
Lovely.
Cheers.
Thank you. Can I please just take your photo?
Yeah.
No, just as you are. Exactly. Of course, you know, but I just...